Desire for Invention. After graduating from elementary school, Sakichi became an apprentice to his father, who was a carpenter. One day, as always, Sakichi's father said, "Let's go, Sakichi," and stood up with his work box. That day's job was at an elementary school. In the room next to where they were working, a teacher was lecturing earnestly. In England, where the Industrial Revolution took place, they succeeded in operating a loom by using the power of steam. Now, they are improving the system. But people in Japan, they are still weaving cloth by hand. It is sad that Japan will be laughed at by foreign countries if this goes on. Sakichi thought strongly, "If I think hard and work hard, I may be able to invent a machine too. If foreign people can do it, Japanese should be able to do it too. If I manage to do it, my mother wouldn't have to work as hard." Sakichi, who was 13 years old at this time, felt his blood welling up. He thought of a book, Saigoku Dishihen, which he had read when he was an elementary school student. The book said that Watt adapted steam engines to make machines and looms. In addition, he heard that Watt and Hargreaves, who invented the loom, were once carpenters, too. Again, Sakichi vowed that he would invent something better than anything Western people had invented. However, the only education that he had received was at elementary school. After graduating, he was too busy with his work as a carpenter to study further. Although he examined the loom that his mother was using, and listening to teacher's lecture when he went to school to do his job, he couldn't obtain any information that would help him.